We're in the bottom of Chavavim and Beis, the last, I guess, three lines, Ula Rava. So the Gemara is going to clarify the source of Rav Shimon ben Elazar according to Rava. Right, we had a debate as to whether only Beged and Pishtin garments can be Mekabel Tuma, or whether... No, the Begin and Pishtim are Mekabel Tuma, even if they're 3x3 etzbos, 3x3 fingers, whereas other garments, other materials require a more significant size in order for it to be Mekabel Tuma, like 3x3 tfachim. So, L'Rava Da'amar, Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begadim, Ika binayu. According to Rava, that's the difference between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, for other materials, there is Kabbalah's Tuma. They can contract Tuma if they are at least the size of 3x3 tefachim. Again, a tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches. Ula Rava, Ula Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, Leislei Shlosha Shlosha. And according to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, it's never Mekabel Tuma. The only types of materials of clothing that are Mekabel Tuma, that contract Tuma, are wool and linen. So, Shlosha Shlosha Bishar Begadim, 3x3 Tfachim. According to that, 3x3 Tfachim with other Begadim. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Minale, what's the source for that? So the Gemara responds, Nafka me o beged, Ditanya. So we learn that from the extra word o, when it comes to the tuma that one contracts from touching a sheretz, a dead crawling insect. Ditanya, because the Brisa learns. So this is based on a pasuk of Yikra Yudalaf Lamed Beis. Chol Asher Yipola Behem Bemosam Yitma. That anything that falls on it when the sheretz is dead will become tameh. Mikol kli eitz o beged. So the pasuk says from any wooden kli or a beged. So the Bryce explains beged. Had the Torah just said beged. Had the Torah just said mikol kli eitz u beged, I would have said ainli ela beged. I would have said that means that the tumah shratzim would only be for a classic beged. What's a classic beged? In Kol Torah Kula, for all the Torah. So that is either a beged that's made of wool or linen. But a cloth of shlosha al shlosha, bishar begadim, but a cloth that's 3x3 tefachim for other garments, minayin, how do you know that it would contract tuma? Tamar lomar o beged, so the word o comes to teach you that you it's even considered a beged to be mekabel tuma when it comes to tumash shratzim. So Abaye, now Abaye who argues on Rava, and Abaye says that Rav Shimon ben Elazar agrees to Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael that no other garment is mekabel tuma at all, even if it's a large size like 3x3 tefachim. Hayo begin my avile. What does he do with the word o? It seems to be extra. Mi boile la rabba shalosh al shalosh bitzemer upishtim dimitame bishratzim. It comes to teach you that the amount of 3x3 etzbos, that size, is mitame by shratzim for wool and linen, for wool or flax. That in other words, from the word beged, you only learn that. From the word it said mikol kli eitz beged, or if it had it said mikol kli eitz u beged, you would only learn that in order for something to become tame, it would have to be 3x3 tfachim by tzemer u pishtim. And then the word o tells you no, even a minimal share, even less than that, even if it's 3x3 etzbos, it becomes tame. The Rava, and Rava, so what does he hold? Goli Rachmana Gabe Negaim. The Torah already told us that when it comes to Tumas Negaim, remember we talked about different types of Tuma. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. We already talked about two different types of Tuma. We talked about one type of Tuma that you get when the clothing itself when the clothing itself becomes tameh, gets saras, that's tumas negayim. And the other type of tumah is when that garment touches something that's tameh. So Rava holds that we already find in the case of negayim, where a piece of clothing is afflicted with saras, that there even a cloth from wool and linen that's 3 by 3 fingers becomes tameh. V'hua din lishratzim. And so Rava says, if that's the case when it comes to negayim, tuma, that if it develops saras, that would also be the same halacha for a clothing that touches a dead sheretz. And so you don't need the word o to teach you that. So you need you to teach you something else. And what would that be? To teach you that 3 by 3 tfachim in other garments becomes tame by shratzim. So now the Gemara go back and forth. What does each one do with the other source? V'abaye and Abaye, so what does he hold? What is Abaye apparently holds? Hold on. Abaye apparently holds that you cannot learn from Negaim to Shratzim. Abaye holds you need a special limud, a special teaching to tell you that the din of Shalosh al Shalosh etzbos applies even by Shratzim, and you can't learn it from Negaim. Why can't you learn from Negaim to Shratzim by a logical comparison? So by Ika Lemefrach, Linegaim Shekain Shesi Ve'erev Metami Bahem. He says that Tumas Negaim is more strict because just the warp or the woof, these are the different, I guess, pieces of yarn that you weave together to form a fabric. So even if they're not woven together at all, you just have the Shesi or the Erev. Even if the Shesi or the Erev contracts Tumas Negaim, they become Tameh. And so Tumas Negaim is more strict than Tumas Shratzim. So how do we know it's more strict? Because just a single thread, even if it's not woven together, a Shesi or an Erev, a horizontal or vertical thread, contracts Tumas Negaim. So it's more strict. So you can't say, oh, whatever applies to Tumas Negaim, namely a smaller shear, 3 by 3 fingers, that would also apply to Tumas Shratzim. No, maybe Tumas Negaim is more strict, and we see it's more strict because even Shesi and Erev individual threads become Tameh. So it's general, it's more strict. So you can't apply the strictures of Negaim to Shratzim, and that's why Abaye would say you need a special limud, a special word in the pasuk to teach you that 3 by 3 etzbos shear applies, that amount applies even to Tumas Shratzim. V'idach, now Rava, who says no, that we do learn Shratzim from the Negaim, what would he say? How do you respond? Isokadaitach Negaim Chamire. If you want to say that Nega is more strict than Shratzim, then Lichtov Rachmana, the Torah should have written that extra, the Torah tells us that we have a special Reboy, and a special extra phrase of Obeget in the case of Tumas Negaim. So, what Rav is saying is, if indeed we can't learn one from the other, then it should have written that extra word of Obeged Gabay Shratzim V'Leisi Negaim Minayu. And we would have learned Negaim from it. In other words, if we know that both of them, if we know that both Negaim, what's Abaye saying? Abaye is saying we need a pasuk, but we need an extra word by Nega, but Tumas Negaim to tell you that 3 by 3 fingers is the shear. And we need an extra word by Shratzim to tell you 3 by 3 fingers is also Tameh. Right? You need both because you can't learn Shratzim from Negaim because Negaim is more Chomer. And Rabbi say, well, if that's really the case, then the Torah should not have had to write the extra word in both cases. It should have written it in the lesser case, which is Tumas. In the case of Tumas Shratzim, which is more lenient than Tumas Negaim, and we would have learned from Tumas Shratzim to Tumas Negaim by Kal Vachomer. The fact that it's written in both places, obviously, it doesn't need to write in both places. Obviously, we are learning Shratzim from Negaim, and the extra word teaches you 3x3 tefachim for other types of materials. Ve'idach, and Korno Abaye says, no, had it written the shear of 3x3 fingers by Shratzim, Negaim b'shratzim lo asi. You wouldn't be able to learn negaim from shratzim either. Dikala meifrach malish shratzim shekei metame b'cha'adasha. He says, no, shratzim also has astringency from negaim, because sheretz is tame even with the shear of simply the size of a lentil. And there's the sheretz itself, tuma shratzim, even if the sheretz itself is a smaller shear, the size of a lentil. And so therefore, and so that's a much smaller shear than Tumas Negaim, and therefore that's a Chumrah, that's a stringency, and therefore you can't learn one from each other. So according to Abaye, you wouldn't be able to learn Shratzim from Negaim, and you won't be able to learn Negaim from Shratzim, and therefore you have the extra word in each place for its own purpose. And so that's why we don't have any extra drasha to teach us 3x3 tefachim when it comes to other minim that become tamei from shratzim. Okay, now the earlier the brisa was brought in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel that we learn from the Gaon that the word beged generally means only made from wool and linen, and therefore wool or linen, and therefore beged from other types do not contract any tumah at all. Abaye brings an additional brisa now that we're going to see that was learned in that Beit Medrash, and according to his opinion, it argues on the brisa that we just said. Amar Abaye, hai tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, mapik meidach tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel. This brisa that we just brought from tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that the only types of materials that contract tuma, ritual impurity, are wool and linen, semer pishtim, that does not agree with another Tana who learned in the same base medrash. Then this other Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, this other base medrash, this other teaching from the base medrash Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, it says the following, Beged. It says regarding Tumas Shratzim, Beged, V'chol Asher Yipol Lav Mehem V'mosi Mitmo Mikol Kli Eitz, O Beged, the same thing. And so here the Tana says, if it just said the word Beged, if it just said Mikol Kli Eitz U Beged, Ainly ella beged semer opishtim. Minayin la rabos semer gemalim, vitsemer arnavim, no shall idzim, vaha shirayim, vaha klach, vaha srikim. How do you know that other materials, not just semer opishtim, how do you know that even a cloth, a garment of sheep's wool or linen, how do you know that also, I'm sorry, wool of camel or of rabbits or feathers of goats or I guess silk or the leftover part of silk or the soft silk, how do you know that those also can become tameh? Tamalom or O beged. So the word O includes these other materials. So Rava Amar ki leis le lahach tana devei Rabbi Shmuel bishar begadim Shalosh al shalosh. Shalosh al shalosh. Shalosh al shalosh isle. Now Rava obviously disagrees because Rava says, he tries to equate the different opinions. Rava says that this Tana does not agree to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael with other begadim. That's only if it's 3x3 fingers. It's only if it's shalosh al shalosh etzbos. Okay? So, right, but if it's 3x3 tefachim, even this Tana would hold that there would be Kabbalah's tuma from the word O. So according to Rava, there's no debate between these Tanaim. Because according to both of them, a cloth that's only 3x3 etzbos do not become tummy unless it's tsemer opishtan, unless it's wool or linen, and a cloth that's 3x3 tefachim becomes tameh from shratzim if it's made from other minim. In other words, this brisa, according to Rava, see, according to Abaye, they argue completely. Because according to Abaye, it's tana very small, and one place says, other materials do not become tameh at all, too much shratzim. And this brisa says they do. According to Rava, they don't disagree that the other brice is talking about if it's only 3 by 3 fingers. And this brice is talking about if it's 3 by 3 tfachim. Now, the Gemara asks a contradiction between the words of Rava. He says, but wait a second. Rava hu da'amar shlosha al shlosha bishar begadim the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay ulatanav Rabbi Shmuel leishlay. He says, but wait a second. Rava actually himself said earlier that it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar who says that it becomes Tameh, that other materials become Tameh if they're 3 by 3 Tfachim. Not Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Rava said, Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel says, other materials never become Tameh. So here he's saying that Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, this Raisa, it does become Tameh. So the Gemara answer is Hada Beiro Meahi. So he retracted from what he said earlier. And he also holds like Abaye that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar say the same thing. But he argues on Abaye in understanding their opinion. According to Abaye, they both hold that any tuma, that the only tuma is wool and linen. And Rava, both according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael, that when it comes to Tumas Shratzim, if it's 3 by 3, it's only Tameh from Tsemer Upishtim, but Tsemer or Pishtim, but a cloth that's 3 by 3 Tfachim becomes Tameh if it's made from other types. So that's the first way to respond to that. Ibai Seima, if you want to say, Rabbi did not retract, and he's saying, Ha, this Rice, this statement that was said in the name of Rava, that there's no debate between the two Tanaim, Rava really didn't say it, but rather Rav Papa Amra. This wasn't Rava, this was Rav Papa. The Rav Papa Amar, Af Kol, Lasuya Kilayim. Then what did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa said that which the first Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel said, that just like a Beged, that's forbidden for Negaim. It's only Tzemer Opishtim, so therefore all Begadim that are, whenever it says Beged, that is Tzemer Opishtim. It's only Lasuye Kilayim. It only comes to include Kilayim. That when the Torah says you can't have Kilayim, you can't have Shatnez, so we learn that it's only Tzemer Upishtim are Kilayim, and not the mixture of two other fabrics. However, Tumas Shratzim, you can't learn at all. In other words, again, let me just sort of repeat. There's a lot of things being said here. So, in other words, Rava, we just got through saying that Rava held that other materials, if it's 3 by 3 Tfachim, they can contract Tumas Shratzim. It seemed that an earlier statement by Rava seemed to indicate that the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel did not say that. That it's only Tzemer Opishtim. And now what we're saying is that earlier statement was not by Rava, but it was Rav Papa, and it had nothing to do with Tumas Shratzim. When Rav Papa said that Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel said that Beged includes others, the Beged means Tzemer Opishtim in other cases, it only means it regarding Kilayim. But regarding Tumas Shratzim, maybe we hold like the second Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that we say that by Tumas Shratzim that you can eat that it applies if it's 3 by 3 Tfachim, it can still contract Tuma. And the Gemara rejects that answer. The Gemara says Kilayim Behedya Ksiva Bey He says, we don't need a pasuk to tell you that shatnez, we don't need this extra word, the word beged, we don't need this teaching to tell you that it applies only to shatnez. We have an explicit pasuk that says, don't wear shatnez, tzemer upishtim yachtav, that it's only tzemer upishtim. And the Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. So kadaita chamina hani mili derech levisha. I might have thought from the pasuk of Lo Silba Shatnei Tzemer Upishtim Yachdav is that what? That the prohibition of Shatnei only applies to the mixture of wool and linen when you wear them. Of a Bahala, but if you simply put them on your garment, not by way of wearing. You put it on top of you, but you're not like wearing it like how you normally would wear it. Maybe there, the prohibition would be koltri emine. Maybe it's any two types would be forbidden, would be aser. So Gemara says, no, that's ridiculous. Gemara says, v'lav kavachomer, here wouldn't be the opposite kavachomer. Umalavisha de kamishane kule gufe mikilayim. Amras samu pishtim in midiachwini lo ha Allah lo kol shikain. The Gemara says, no, listen. If when we say that the prohibition to wear it, when you're deriving benefit from the kilayim, there we say it's only limited to tzemer or pishtim, wool and linen, not to any other materials. So certainly ha'Allah, putting it on, it would also only be tzemer or pishtim. And therefore, this teaching of Rav Papa doesn't make any sense, because we know it anyway. And so the Gemara concludes, Ella de Rav Papa bedusahi. Yeah, this theory is actually mistaken. Okay. The Gemara is going to now try to bring another way to explain the first Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel that doesn't contradict the second Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, the first Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel seemed to indicate that no other materials can get Tumas Shratzim. And the second Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel says that other materials can contract Tumas Shratzim. Okay, so we're trying to reconcile, another way to reconcile these. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Af Kol, so when the Tana said, you know, therefore all Tzemer Opishtim, when that we're learning from the Goyim to everything else, that Beged is only Tzemer Opishtim. Again, let me just be very clear here. I'll try to be clear. That we were trying to learn, the first Tana was saying that in the case of Tumas Negaim, remember two different types of Tuma. Tumas Negaim, that's when the garment itself contracts Tzara'as, and Tumas Shratzim, that's when the garment touches a dead Sheretz. And because it's said by Tumas Negaim, in the first Tana of the very Rabbi Shmuel, the first, by Tumas Negaim, the Pasuk says, Beged Semer Upishtim. So the first Tana of Ishmael said that therefore all cases where it says Beged, it's limited to Semer Upishtim. Okay? So he's saying, so Nachman Yitzchak says that teaching, that wherever it says Beged, then it refers to Semer Upishtim. We learn that from Tumas Negaim. So that doesn't come to include every case. It doesn't come to include Tumas Shratzim. Rather, it's Lasuye Tzitzis. It comes to tell you that by tzitzis, when the pasuk says v'yasulohem tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem, that you should put tzitzis on the corners of their garments. So we learn from tumas negayim that only begadim, garments made of wool and linen, require tzitzis, but garments made from other types you don't have to put on tzitzis. Why? Because you only have to put on tzitzis on bigdehem, on your clothing. What's clothing? A clothing is semer upishtim. But, therefore, the first Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel is not teaching us anything about Tumas Shratzim. It's only teaching us about tzitzis. Okay? So, the Gemara asks a question on this. He says, why do we need a teaching from Tumas, Tumas Tzaras, Tumas Begadim by Tzaras, that there the word begamit semer upishtim and nothing else, and therefore we learn that to tzitzis. We don't need that to teach us this. Because tzitzis behed yaksiv, lo silba shatneit semer upishtim, uksiv gedidim tasalacha, loch. It says explicitly, number one, it says you shouldn't wear shatneit semer upishtim, and immediately afterwards the Torah commands us to put on tzitzis, fringes on our four corners. And from the what's called the smichos, from smuchin, from the juxtaposition of these topics, we learn that for garments that are for tzemer opishtim, you have to put on fringes, you have to wear tzitzis, but other minim, other types, you are exempt. So we don't need to learn it from the goyim. Okay, we find that a lot, by the way, in Sefer Devarim. There's a lot of what's called smuchim. In the Torah, it's not only about what's written, it's about location, location, location. It's where the commandment is written. So sometimes the Torah specifically recorded the commandment of one mitzvah right next to the commandment of another mitzvah to tell you that what? That they're somehow connected. So that's what we're doing. We're connecting the word semer opishtim to tzitzis to say that only tzitzis is required from semer opishtim garments. So why we need to learn that from the, what's the chiddush of the first Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel teaching us this? We already know it. So the Gemara answers, Soka Daita Chamina, it would have entered your mind to say, Kid the Rava, like that which Rava explained. What did Rava explain? The Rava Rami, that Rava brought a stira, a contradiction between two different psukim with regard to tzitzis. Ksiv hakanaf. On the one hand, the Torah says, V'nasnu atiz hakanaf psil tcheles. Hakanaf is extra, because it already says, al kanfei bigdehem. It already says to place it on the corners of the garments. Why is that to say hakanaf? So therefore, the word hakanaf comes to tell you that tzitzis specifically has to be from min kanaf. It has to be from the same corner from which it is placed. In other words, it has to be the same material. Tzitzis has to be the same material of the corner of the garment that is placed upon. But at the same time, v'uksiv tzemer u'pishtim yachtav. And then it seems what? That... and then afterwards it says Gedilim Tasalach, and from the smichos of the psukim, it seems to say that all types of garments, with respect to all type of garments, from Semer Opishim Tasalach, you should make the strings of the tzitzis, meaning that it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be specifically from the type of the garment, but it could be from tzemer upishtim. In other words, Hakanaf tells you it has to be, the threads of the tzitzis have to be from the same material as the garment. And yet, when it says tzemer upishtim, it seems to tell you that it could be from wool or linen. So okay, it said, how can both statements be true? So we say the following. Tzemer upishtim potran bein b'minam bein shelo b'minam. That if you use threads of tzemer upishtim, wool, if the threads of tzitzis are either wool or linen, so they exempt you. They are good for tzitzis, whether the garments are wool and linen, and whether they're a different type of material. Sha'ar minim b'minam poltrin shelo b'minam ein poltrin. When it comes to other types of threads, so they only are good if you have that type of garment. So you can't use a silk thread for a wool garment. You can use a silk thread of tzitzis for a silk garment. You can use a wool thread or a linen thread for either wool, linen, or any material, silk or any material. Right? Shelo minam ein poltrin. So that's what Rava holds. So Sulka Daitach Kidrava, you might think that maybe we should follow Rava's way of understanding this. And other types of garments, and you can include for, you know, other types of garments for the obligation of tzitzis. Because this seems to indicate that not just wool and linen garments are obligated to tzitzis, but other garments as well. Kamash Malan, so are the first, getting back, the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel tells you what? According to this interpretation, that only wool, linen, and garments are obligated in tzitzis. Obviously, we don't hold like that. We hold all different types of garments are obligated in tzitzis. Amar Rav Acha, braid the Rav of the Rav Ashi. Le Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Maishana Le Inyan Tuma, Timarabi. So now, the Gemara is asking a totally different question. According to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that we learn from the Gaim that by tzitzis, that only garments of wool, linen are obligated. I'm sorry. According to what we just explained, right? So how is tumas shratzim different from tzitzis? That why are we learning, right? That even though we're learning from the binyanav, we're learning from the gaim that we're learning that beged that says from tumas shratzim is only tzemer upishtim. So why are we demirabe? So now we are including Shar Begadim, Dichsiv O Beged. So, what's going on here is that Again, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the way he's explaining this, he's saying that when it comes to Tumas Negayim, right? Now, there's that let's say a Beged becomes Tame through Tzara'as. So he's saying that the only types of garments that can become Tame through Tzara'as are what? Those made from wool or linen. And yet, the same Tana holds that because of the word Obeged, when it comes to Tumas Shratzim, any type of materials can become Tame from a dead sheretz. So Hachanami, so here also, by Tzitzis, maybe Lema Larabo Shar Begadim, Me Asher Techaseba. In other words, just like by Tumas Shratzim, we have an extra word, Obeged, to teach you that not only wool and linen become tame, but other materials can become tame. Say the same thing by tzitzis, because the phrase, there's an extra few words of the pasuk. It says asher techaseba, that's meant for a drasha. So maybe the words of asher techaseba include other materials, not just semer opishtim, that are obligated in tzitzis. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, no, Hahu, that phrase of Asher Techaseba, Lasuye Ksus Sumahudasa, that comes to tell you that even a blind person is obligated in tzitzis if he's wearing a garment. Titania, Uriisim also, Pratliksus Laila. So the words Uriisim also, right, you should see the tzitzis, that comes to exclude a garment that is designated for nighttime. Ata omer pratliksus laila o ein ela pratliksus suma. So now the Gemara is clarifying this. When it says uriisim also, what should that exclude a garment that's made for like a pajamas, nighttime garment, or maybe it should exclude the garment of a blind person because he can't see. So the Gemara responds kishehu omer asher techasebo. When the pasuk says asher techasebo, and it's coming to include something extra, hareksus suma amor. It comes to include the garment of a blind person. Hamani mekai marisim also, praleksus laila. So therefore, marisim also, that excludes something, excludes the pajamas. So basically what we have here is the following. We have one extra phrase which comes to include something, and we have one extra phrase that comes to exclude something regarding tzitzis. And we have chosen to include the garment of a blind person from the words Asher Techaseba, and we have chosen to exclude the nighttime garment of any person, like the pajamas, from the words Uriisim also. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Umariisa la rabo suma lotzi ksus laila, if you have to include one thing and exclude something else, why are you including ksus suma and say yes? And you're saying ksus laila, and you're saying no. Why don't you do the reverse? Why don't you say ksus laila is yes, and ksus suma is no? So the Gemara says, marve ani ksus, right, that's what he says. He answers, marve ani ksus suma, sheyeshna biriya etzal achem, umosin ksus laila, sheik ina biriya etzal achem. He says that I would include ksus suma, that everyone can see the garment of a blind person. Everyone can see the garment of a blind person, so that since it's more visible, so therefore that's something that you, that since more visible, then I would say use that. And as opposed to the pajamas, which is at nighttime, which people don't see because it's dark outside, and therefore I would exclude that. And the Gemara then says, now ve'ema l'rabo shar begadim. Why don't you say that Asher Techaseba should include other garments in the midst of tzitzis as opposed to including the garment of a blind person? So the Gemara says, Mistabra koi bebeget semer upishtim, merabe semer upishtim. It makes sense that since the pasuk says Asher Techaseba is referring to semer upishtim, because it makes sense that it's dealing with the Beged of Tzemer Upishtim, as we said earlier, because we have that smuchin, we have that smichus aparshios from Gedilim Tasilacha Tzemer Upishtim, right? So it makes sense that it's only talking about Tzemer Upishtim, and then Asher Techaseba modifies that And therefore the I would include the extra ksus from tzemer opishtim, meaning the garment of a blind person that's made from tzemer opishtim. And koi b'tzemer opishtim marbe shar begadim. He says, but when you're dealing if the pasuk explicitly says tzemer opishtim, would I include other garments? It doesn't make any sense. In other words, we already said that we're talking about tzemer opishtim. And then it says, asher techasaba, that you cover with it, referring to the tzemer opishtim garments. So it makes sense that if you're adding something, that's within the category of tzemer opishtim, and you're not adding something else that's new. So that's why we're saying that it's going on that. And again, we're going back to, again, the big picture, that first Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel is coming to teach you that what? That only, that tzitzis is only for the garments of tzemer upishtim. And we have nothing else to teach you anything more. Okay, now, we're going back now to Abaye. Okay, where we're saying that, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar invalidates schach with pishtan. Right? We said that that we saw in the last daf that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar invalidates schach with pishtan because it's mekabel tuma. Abaye brings another Tana who agrees to this. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'simchus omer davar echa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tzumah say the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hada amram. It's what we just said, that you can't use pishtan, flax, for schach. And Sumchus, the Tanya, could learn a Braisa, Sumchus Omer, Sicha b'tavoy psulam ibnei shematam v'negayim. Sumchus said that you can't use flax for schach, woven flax for schach, because it's metame b'negayim, it contracts tuma. Kiman, like whom does Sumchus hold, which Tanya does he hold, that if it's woven, it becomes tame, even before it was whitened, okay? I think that that's part of like the process, that it's woven and then it's like whitened, it's like cooked, it's heated up to process it better. So who holds like that? So ki hai tana, he holds like the following tana, did not shesi va'erev, if you have again these individual threads, the horizontal threads or the vertical threads, before they're woven together to form a cloth, a fabric, and if they're made from wool or linen, mitame binagar miyad, they become tame immediately after they are woven together. Divrei Meir, that's Pinyin of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hashesi mishiyale, so the lengthwise threads become tame mishiyishale. I'm sorry, when they are taken out from the pot that heats them up to whiten them. It's part of their processing. Va'erev miyad, and the width threads can become tame immediately, because again the chassis threads were cooked before they're woven, in order to whiten them really well through the cooking process, and that's finishing the process of the chassis. So you have to wait for that, for it to become mekabel tuma. Raw materials cannot be mekabel tuma; they have to be somewhat processed. So the chassis threads are only processed if they are sort of heated up, and so therefore they don't become tame until they've been removed from the pot. But the Arab threads, since they are not, they don't appear in the fabric. Only the chassis threads appear in the fabric. The ones that go lengthwise are apparent in the fabric, and therefore they have to be, you know, bleached really white. So therefore that's how we put them in the pot to heat them. So therefore they only mekabel tuma after they leave the pot, as opposed to the other ones, the widthwise, which are not visible, and therefore but they're considered finished once immediately. V'ha'unim and shalpishtam and bundles of flax, comb flax that haven't been, I guess, woven together. They are mitame when mishayis labnu, when they are whitened through being heated in the oven. So Sumchus holds like this opinion that even the that also the shasti is mitame after it's woven, and therefore they become pasul for schach. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah, a little bit of the Gemara. And now the Mishnah continues to detail the different wicks that are invalid for lighting on Shabbos. And because of this, it also tells you something about Tumas Ohalim. The Mishnah says, Kol Yotze Mina Eitz, anything that comes from a tree, like canvas or a garment that comes from canvas, Ein Manlikim Bo Ela Pishtan. You can't use it for a wick for Ner Shabbos because the fire, I guess, doesn't... a fire from wood does not, as a wick, it does not catch well. Ela Pishtan, except for flax. Flax, is, even though it's considered an eitz, a tree, it's still kosher for a wick for Ner Shabbos. So now that we're talking about wicks for Ner Shabbos, the Gemara is going to bring a different halacha, not related to Shabbos, when it comes to this. And just as a 30-second background, in Ohel, in which there is a mace, right? They have a corpse in which there's a mace. An Ohel where there's a corpse or where there's a mace, the Ohel itself also becomes Tamei. Okay? As the Pasuk says, V'hiza al ha'ohel v'al kol ha'kem v'al nefesh ha'yusham. So the Ohel itself requires sprinkling. Okay? So the Mishnah is explaining what types of Ohalim this Tumah was saying. So normally speaking, we talk about Tumas Ohel. We talk about if I'm standing in an Ohel where there's a corpse. Let's say I've been, I go to a funeral and it's in a chapel and the corpse is there. So the corpse is under the Ohel, the tent. I'm under the tent. So I become Tameh from the corpse because we're both under the same Ohel. Here we're talking about the Ohel itself becoming Tameh. So here we're saying, Kol Yotzi Mina Eitz, anything that comes from a tree, and if you made it into an Ohel and you connect it to the ground, you joined it with the ground, it's like an Ohel, and under it there's a corpse, Eino Metame Tumas Ohelim. The Ohel itself doesn't become Tame from the mace. Ela Pishtan. Only Pishtan does, only flax does. That if the oil was made out of flax, then also the flax itself becomes tame, and it requires immersion and sprinkling on the ashes to be metairit. So now the Gemara, well, obviously the Gemara is going to explain this hopefully tomorrow, but we'll just read a little bit of the Gemara here. Minalan, what's the source? The Pishtan Ikre Eitz. How do you know that Pishtan, flax, is actually called a tree? Actually, Pishtan is actually a type of seed. It's a type of zera. Why is it called a tree? So Amar Marzutra Damar Kra, because the Pasuk says from Sefer Yoshua, Vehi Hel Lasam Hagaga Vit Fatit Menem Bepishtei Eitz, that the Torah says that she brought them up. Rachel brought up the two spies who were hiding, and she brought them to the roof, and she hid them by the flax of the tree. So we see here that Pishtan is also called a tree. Okay.